Hey, sweetheart. Work was, well, there's this new girl who acts like she's too good to be working with us. She looks down on literally everyone in the company except our boss. Yeah, she's constantly sucking up to her, asking her for tips on leadership because she's like such a good boss and like a super good example of a real professional. It's so annoying. It's like she thinks the only people doing useful work in the company are my boss and her. I think even my boss gets annoyed by that bitch following her around all the time. Like, I just feel like I'm totally ready for like more responsibility within the company, you know? Especially since I put in so much effort and I definitely don't spend like all my time at my boss's desk begging for more responsibility when I can't even handle the projects assigned to me now. She acts like such a spoiled brat. I fucking hate it. No, she really sounds like that. I'm not even making fun of her. Like, I totally get that having a certain accent doesn't, like, mean you're, like, any less worthy of respect or that you're, like, any less competent. Or whatever, but it's like super annoying to listen to her talk. You like that voice? Yeah, I bet you love it when I sound like some ditzy intern trying to get into your pants. Wait, did you really like that voice? No, I mean, did you like that voice? Because I definitely saw something happening in your pants, mister. Well, I don't know. I kind of did it just as a joke, but I think it's pretty hot that such a simple change turned you on so much. So, what did you like about it? Don't be embarrassed. I want you to tell me all your dirty little fantasies, no matter how taboo they may be. Ah, you're so difficult. Are you really gonna make me do this? Well, if you're not gonna tell me, I'm just gonna get on my knees and suck the truth out of you. Tell me, darling, what do you like about my valley girl voice? Is it like the fact that I sound like a total slut? Is that really all? Because you know I can sound like a total slut in this voice too. You've heard me beg. And moan. And scream all thanks to this beautiful cock that's stuffed into my slutty little mouth right now. So that can't be it. No. This hits something deep inside of you. Something you're ashamed of. Something you don't want to admit to me out of fear of being judged. But, you know, I'd never judge you for your kink, sweetheart. So, just tell me. I know you want me to shut up and suck your cock like a good girl, but I am on a mission, handsome. You will tell me all your dirty little fantasies. So, I'm going to keep asking questions, and if you want me to keep sucking, you better answer. Do you like my Valley Girl voice because it sounds so different? Are you imagining another girl? Are you imagining you cheating on me with some slutty Instagram model from LA? Is that it? Didn't think so. So, what could it be? Are you close? Do you wanna come? Because if you wanna come, you better answer me. What? You like about my Valley Girl voice? You're right at the edge, aren't you? I can feel your desperation. Tell me now. You like how dumb I sound? Are you making fun of me for sounding weird, or? Oh, okay. You literally mean how unintelligent it makes me sound. I gotta say, I didn't expect that. But, I mean, I guess I kinda get it. The whole ditzy Valley Girl stereotype can be kind of hot. So, do you want me to pretend to be a ditzy little bimbo slut for you? Why do you look so surprised? Oh, I don't seem like the type of girl that would like playing dumb. Well, I don't. Not in my regular life, at least. I'm not going to, like, just dumb myself down for some guy because he's too insecure to handle a smart woman. But you're my boyfriend, and I know this is just a fantasy that makes your cock hard, so I'd love nothing more than to indulge you. I want to make you happy, sweetheart. Besides, you know how much I love trying out new kinks. And this actually sounds pretty hot, now that I think about it. You know, just turning off my brain and focusing on cock like the obedient, cock-hungry fucktoy that I am. Yes, I'm serious. I want to try this with you. It sounds super fun. In fact, sit tight. I'll just go get something from my box of old Halloween stuff. Ta-da! Now, I'm a blonde. Yeah, it's like professional grade stuff. I was planning on making a super elaborate costume, but I ended up getting swamped at work, so I only have this wig and a bunch of makeup. So, do I look, like, pretty or whatever? I mean, I'm already starting to feel, like, super slutty. I'm, like, totally getting into this. It's actually, like, super hot. Oh my god. You're throbbing. I know I just gave you a blowjob and stopped right before you could come, but still. You must really like this. So, should I just be as ditzy and slutty as I can? Yeah, of course I want to. It sounds super fun. I'm gonna enjoy this just as much as you are. Trust me. Yes, sweetheart. Of course you can ask me anything. Oh, you want me to go all out? Like, change my clothes and makeup? I'd love to do a little role-playing with you. Sounds fun. Just go wait in the living room and I'll call you over when I'm done. Oh my god, hi! Wow, you look like so hot. So, what were you doing? Reading? Oh my god, I'm like super into books or whatever. Like, I've read like all 3 Harry Potter books. They're, like, so good. Can I, like, sit down next to you? So, what do you think about my crop top? It's so annoying because it just isn't low-cut enough. So I have to, like, keep pulling it down so guys can stare at my perfect tits, you know? Like, hello, my tits are down here, you know? Like, my body is, like, totally made for fucking, so it would just be, like, a total shame if guys wouldn't take advantage of that, right? Like, it's so annoying when I go on a date and a guy asks me what my hobbies are when he obviously just wants to shove me on my knees and fuck my pretty little face. Ugh. Like, just fuck me already. That's all I'm good for anyways. I mean, just look at me. My pretty pink lips are practically made to be pressed against the base of your shaft. My perfect tits that are made to be fucked and groped. And let's not forget about my ass. Like, the only reason why I even work out is to make my fucking ass perfect. I want guys to have something they can, like, spank and look at when they pound me, like, a little cum dump, you know? Sometimes I can, like, totally see guys staring at my perfect ass as I walk by them, and it makes me so fucking wet. I love it when guys stare at my pretty little bimbo body. That's why I make sure that I always wear the tightest, sluttiest clothes out there. As long as they're pretty and pink, of course. Everything I wear is pink. Even my panties. Here, I'll show you. Well, okay. It's a little hard to see since they're so small, but they are pink. Trust me. maybe I can just, like, take them off for you to inspect, you know? So, like, are you gonna take off your clothes too? Because this, like, feels like, you know, totally unfair. Holy shit. Your cock looks, like, super hot. I bet you've always wanted to fuck a girl like me, didn't you? Pretty, like, dressed all in pink and dumb. Why would I need a brain if I have a cock in my tight little pussy, right? Oh my god. This feels like super good. See? Fucking is so much more fun than, like, reading or any of that nerd stuff or whatever. Yeah. You don't need me to be smart, right? You just need a pretty hole to fuck. I can be, like, your dumb little human fleshlight. You can, like, fill me up with cum without worrying about, like, making conversation or whatever. No, the only time I'll talk is to, like, talk dirty and, like, to beg like a good little bimbo slut. You don't even need to hear my opinions, right? My thoughts, like, they don't matter. I just need to be, like, pretty and fuckable. Brains are for boys anyways. I don't have, like, ambitions or whatever. I just need to get, like, a nice cock to, like, suck, and someone that pays for, like, all my pretty clothes and makeup. My goal in life is to always be pretty enough to get fucked by you. I'm just a dumb, empty-headed fuck toy. But, like, as long as I'm pretty, I have value, right? As long as you're pumping me full of cum, I'm, like, totally happy. I want to be your ditzy little cum rag. Spray your load, like, inside of my, like, perfect little pussy. It's, like, all I'm good for anyways. I want to be, like, totally full of your cum. Tell me I'm pretty and, like, just come inside me. Oh, fuck. You feel, like, so fucking good. Oh, God. I'm gonna come too. Fuck, fuck. Fuck me. Oh, God. Fuck me. Hard. I need it. Yes, yes, yes. More. Harder. Oh, my God. Come, like, so hard. That's why I don't get girls who want to have careers and all that. Like, that's so stressful. Like, getting fucked is so much more fun. You're about to come, right? Tell me, that girls should, just stay dumb and focus on looking pretty, like me. I'm the ideal girl, right? The perfect fuck toy. Come inside of your perfect fucking cum dump. Your cock is perfect for my pussy. I'm made to be fucked by you. Fuck. I'm already so close again. Your cock is like magic. Fuck. Give it to me. I'm gonna come so hard. If you shoot your load into me. I'm made to take your cum, so give it to me. Come inside of my ditzy blonde bimbo pussy. Yes, that's so much karma. That was so good, but I kind of want more. I need that cock so hard for me again. Would it help if I got on my knees and I don't know, press my tits together like the little airheaded fuck sleeve that I am? Maybe I can see it getting hard, and I've been talking way too much. So please make my dumb little bimbo mouth useful and just shove your cock in it. I want to taste myself on your amazing fucking cock. It's okay if you want to go harder. You don't have to care about me as a person. I mean, I am just here to look super cute and pretty as you use me like a fleshlight. Love that you're still so hard for me. I love being pretty for boys. It gives me purpose. Only time I have value is when I make your cock hard, right, sweetie? Ditzy little bimbo throat. Oh.
I'd like ask you to fuck face. Wait, what? I mean, face fuck, my brain's out, but I don't think there's like any thoughts left in my head except how much I love your cock. You gonna come again? Do you wanna like come all over my like pretty tits? You know, that way I can like finally get some people to look at my tits like in that stupid crop top. Do it, sweetie. Come all over my gorgeous tits and like my stupid little bimbo face. I look so perfect, don't I? Like, I bet I look so dumb. Like, I'm just a stupid cum dumpster. Well, that's what I am. So, like, spray that fat fucking load all over your, like, pretty little cum dumpster, okay? Make me even prettier than I already am. Ruin my makeup and, like, I don't know, make me, like, walk around with your load covering my, like, face and my tits. Like, just cover your ditzy little bimbo fuck toy. I want it, like, super badly. Yay! So much cum! Now, are you, like, all satisfied, sweetie? Because, like, I, like, loved it. I mean, I actually really liked it. I'm saying like, I wasn't even intending on getting you off twice. It was so hot seeing you so turned on, and then I got turned on, and before you knew it, your cock was just fucking dripping with your cum and my witness, and I just couldn't resist. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you for giving me a bimbo kink. Now, every time that bitch from work starts talking, I'm gonna have to take notes. Fuck. You. But seriously, I'm really glad you felt comfortable enough to be honest with me about your fantasies. It means a lot to me, and it's always so much fun to find new ways to enjoy ourselves together, don't you think? Fuck. You're insatiable. But then again, so am I. Tell you what, how about we both take a quick shower and we can lie in bed with your cock pressed nice and tight against my ass, and we can browse the sluttiest, trashiest, most porny outfits we can find online. In pink, of course. And we can order a few and do this again next week. Does that sound like a good idea to you, handsome? And, like, in the meantime, I'll be sure to practice sounding like super slutty or whatever, since you're, like, obsessed with this voice.